Welcome to Real Talk Wrestling. I'm your host, Josh Kimmel. With me, Chris Koffler. What is going on? Are we connected to the right inputs? Are we to the right spots? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. This is take two for those of you that don't know. Take two. We had a little slip up there, but we're good now. We're live.
This is live podcasting, right?
Yep.
This is like AEW. You never know what's going to happen. Sometimes it works out. Most of the time it doesn't. that's just how it is these days.
I just took a risk at a spot there and going with the wrong mic.
Yeah, you're like, you know what?
And it did not work out.
I'm usually input one, going to input four.
Yep, I'm going to go to the complete opposite side, try something different.
Try something new.
Didn't work. And it failed miserably.
It didn't work. But we are an independent podcast, honestly funded by you guys. All the likes, the five-star reviews, that really helps us keep going. Really appreciate that, all the listeners. I feel like we've had a spike in listeners since we moved to the independent scene.
Really?
Yeah, we really have. We hit a little spike. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I'm verified still and I don't pay for it. And I approved it.
Yeah.
I approved it. Did you see my proof?
Yes.
Someone called me out for being verified and paid for it. I don't pay for it. Maybe that's the spike. Maybe that's why we got the extra two.
Yeah. It's the extra two. You make those people feel.
I do. I do. Speaking of that, we got to get into some wrestling because we have a huge show lined up for you tonight. We're going to talk about AEW Revolution. The drama that came out of Dynamite. We had some people quit. We had some people turn out some lights. And we had someone wrestle twice. Someone did wrestle twice, unfortunately. Yes. But we'll get right to the biggest story of the night. Did you notice how I don't have Bryan Danielson and MJF's promo on this list?
Yes, I did notice that whenever I opened up our shared list.
Because I am going, well, yeah, it is a shared list. And I took everything from that shared list is on here.
Yep.
What I'm trying to tell you is, I didn't see it, and I still haven't seen it. So I'm going to have to rely on you to tell me what the freak happened.
That's not good.
Is it not good?
You relying on me? I was going to rely on you to tell me about it.
Oh, no. Did we both fall asleep?
Yeah, I'm an old man.
Look. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to jive. I was on another wrestling podcast last night.
Really?
And they're WWE based, like they're more of WWE, but they had to reach out to someone who's so well versed in AEW because they were doing a Revolution show that they needed my knowledge.
Yeah. So not your history, hopefully.
They don't know that I'm not a history. They know my history, but they don't know my history.
Okay.
No, the thing is, so I didn't really, I watched it, but like after the show, you know, I just wanted to go to sleep. So I do know because it was on in the background with the sound off. They got into the ring at 9:55.
Yes. So I was fading out. I was long faded out by then.
So it couldn't have been that good if it was only a 5-minute promo or a 5-minute segment or I don't know.
I feel like the only thing I think I know about it is I don't think MJF ever spoke. Or if he did, it was very, very minimal. But I don't even know if he did. Yeah. It's like the only thing I know.
Eh.
So it's supposed to be Danielson cutting such a good promo that he leaves him speechless.
There was no, that's cool. Like that's new. That's something that hasn't been done.
No, not that I know of.
Right. So
keep someone like MJF not talking. That's something.
I feel like this week's episode was a decent show. I had low hopes when I saw the card. I was like, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
And it kind of did suck. There was a couple matches there where you're like, who's going to win this ladder Revolution match? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm not even watching. Like, I did not care about that match.
I was expecting Hobbs.
I was expecting, like, honestly, didn't know who was in it until, like, the very end. I'm like, oh, okay, now I can see who's going to win.
Yeah.
Pretty much I was thinking Hobbs had a thing with Samoa Joe earlier. Hobbs had a thing with Wardlow earlier.
Yep.
Disappeared into the unknown. So maybe they're going to revisit that. Maybe there is going to be some kind of triple threat match that may happen. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I figured. Well, no, because that match is going to be next week.
Let's not talk about that yet.
Okay. Because
I want to get to what I think is the top story of the episode, besides like the main ones, of course. Eddie Kingston walks out. He decided to, well, earlier in the week, let's go back. Earlier in the week, real life. I don't know if it was real life. I don't know if it was fake. But he was not happy that he was in this ladder match. The face of the Revolution. He was not happy. He doesn't like ladder matches. He doesn't want to be in those kind of matches. He tweeted, like, literally, like, this is bullshit. I don't want to do this. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he was pissed. And then he said something where he's like, I might not show up to work. I'm going to have to talk about the bosses about this one, which I believe led to him getting written off of, like, not off the show, but out of the match. You notice they were gone, like, right away.
Yes.
I think
that's... I forgot about it, that they were even in the match, because they were there right in the beginning, and then they just kind of disappeared.
And that's why when you said, who's going to win, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Eddie Kingston. I said that sarcastically, thinking you were in on the joke. You knew what was going on.
Nope.
So, yeah, that's pretty much what happened there. So he fought, they left, and then later on, I quit, blah, 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 blah. So Tony Khan decided to get that pre-taped segment, put it on a show, and to let everyone know that he's mad, that one of his employees are mad, and he quits.
Yeah, it was odd.
It was really odd.
Yeah.
But do you know where he's going? Mm-hmm. He didn't, it's already been spoiled. He's appearing on ROH. Like, he's going to be an ROH talent.
Oh, okay. So yeah. He's just moving shows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, apparently he's going to be on ROH. Like, if we would have went to the tapings, he was on those tapings. Like, for this, like, I think this week, or, yeah, they were saying today is the ROH debut.
Oh, okay.
That's what they were saying, at least. I'm not sure. I'm not into that world, guys. Like,
We were almost going to be into that world.
I would have gone to some shows.
But someone got double booked.
I did get double booked, yeah. At another wrestling event, Ric Flair night at Angry Chair Brewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a wild night. We went to Ology, the old Angry Chair. That was pretty, dude, Ology's the spot now. There's no one there. Remember Angry Chair?
I remember. It was small.
Well, it's still small, but
yes.
Still, like, we got there like a 10. You could still park in the parking lot.
In one of the three spots there?
Yes. It was insane. So, yeah, that was a cool night. But, that's it, man. Where does it go? Like, do you care? Like, is this going to bring you to ROH? That's my thing.
It's going to take some time, I think. I mean, they got wrestlers over there that we care about, right? And it's the same guy booking them. I think it'll just take a little bit of time to see some stuff on Twitter to see what they're doing. And then maybe we might say, like, this is almost feels like an actual, I don't know, because if it's all going to be pre-taped, is it going to feel like a good secondary show? Because Rampage just doesn't do it. It doesn't do it. But maybe if this one's good with stories, because I think that's the thing that Rampage has always lacked. It's just matches that you don't have to watch for the most part.
I think ROH is going to be the same way. I think he's going to book it the same way.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. If it turns out to just be another Rampage, then no, nobody's going to care. If you can at least put some, even with it being pre-taped, if you can put some good story to it, maybe we'll watch it. If it's going to be, you said, tonight, so Thursday nights, there's nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the next few months, there's no Thursday night football, so.
No, there's nothing.
There's really. No wrestling that night, so, yeah, if it's good enough,
but maybe. We're not paying $10 a month to watch this ROH Honor Club. That's what you have to do.
Well, we'll find it on the internet somewhere. Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see it somewhere on the internet, but. I don't know. I just really had higher hopes for Kingston. At least a title, not a title run, but him versus MJF for the title would be awesome. Just yes. For a one-off. Like, maybe they don't do a pay-per-view, but they can do like a one of these winners coming or Grand Slam shows. Like, that'd be super cool. But here we are. Most likely, I mean, we're not there yet, but most likely Hangman's getting next dibs. And I don't think we're ready for a Hangman MJF. I don't think we are.
No.
We just saw Hangman in the, man, well, whatever.
Yeah, Kingston would have been good for, what is it, St. Patrick's Day Slam. That would have been perfect.
Perfect. And that's coming up soon.
Because the two of them, throw them on the microphone against each other, you could build something quick there.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, next, going on to the face of the revolution, going from the Eddie Kingston news where he pretty much quit because he hates ladders.
Yep.
Hobbs, I guess he's the right call. I don't know why they're doing this to him. I guess we just spoke about it. They have history between Joe and Wardlow. Yep.
That's the only reason I can see why. It's just weird that they picked, you know, because obviously he was going to be the one to go on and face that to keep going with this story, but it's weird that they did that. They chose that for the ladder match. And I think this is the first year. Is this the first year that they made it for a mid-card title?
I thought it's always been, because who's the dude with being the Elite? I don't know this guy's name anymore. He was with Christopher Daniels and he was part of this is the worst town I've ever been to.
Scorpio Sky.
Didn't he win face of the franchise last year?
Face of the franchise.
Didn't he win it? Didn't he win the face of the revolution? Yes. So anyway, and he won the TNT title. So yeah, they've always done it for the TNT title. They always have.
Always?
Yeah. They always have.
I don't know why I was thinking that then. I guess it's hard to keep up with.
See what I call it. The Hobbs. Here's what I wrote. Hobbs wins to lose, just like every casino, ladder, royale, eliminator tournament.
Yep.
That's what it is to me. They're all the freaking same. Casino Battle Royale. I was watching the tag team Battle Royale, and I didn't know what was happening because teams were coming in. There was teams going out. It was just chaos. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Well, I will say this about it, though. So, yeah, it was a little chaotic, but I like the way they did it much better than the one last week. It was 1,000 times better than the one last week. The one last week was all 10 teams starting there. I think it was, 10, right? So 20 dudes, everybody in the ring, ready, set, go. And then you had like two sets of teams slip out because they had to make some room.
Yes.
And then it was just like chaos and like no one getting eliminated, it felt like, for a while, or not enough people. But this one was more typical Royal Rumble style.
But
there's two teams in there. Instead of there being just two people, it was two teams, and then there would be a count. They would wait 60 seconds, and then a countdown, and then another team would come in. And I'm like, I like this better.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that with tag teams because it's just a lot of people in there.
Yeah, I just think it's a bad idea. They need to scrap it. Find a better way. Just need to find a better way to do it. But back to Hobbs, because I want to find a better way to do this, because all these guys win. You brought this up. All these guys win just to lose. It doesn't make any sense.
I think MJF was the only person to win, and it means something.
Yeah.
Whatever his match was that he won.
But it just doesn't make sense where it's like, all right, because Tony does this all the time. All right, we're going to do the Casino Battle Royale ladder match, and the winner faces him next week after the pay-per-view. So you're telling me the guy who just defended that title or just won it is going to lose it right away? That never happens. But that's the way he books things, and it doesn't make any sense.
No.
I'm over this booking. I really am. Like, it's just idiotic at this point.
No.
It is. It's just beyond, I can't comprehend what the fuck is going on. That's just the truth. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to do that. Like, if you're going to do that, let somebody win. You know, sometimes give them more, because I think they're like, 1 for 10 or whatever right now, with MJF being the only one.
MJF was different because he held that ring and he decided when he wanted to cash it in. These guys, Hobbs, who all the other losers in the past.
Title opportunity, but
it's always just, like, next week on Dynamite. Yep. It's like, this should mean more than just a main event on Dynamite. This should mean a main event at St. Patrick's Day Slam. Or Grants, one of these little small ones that you guys put on. That's what they should do. Or they can
make it feel bigger and make it a pay-per-view. Make it Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, something.
I know.
And then, like I said, make it to where sometimes, make it a little more 50-50 that if they're going to win that opportunity, that they're actually going to win the title.
What about this idea? Double or Nothing. So you have the ring, right? Double or Nothing means like you're already down. You're going all in. You're going Double or Nothing. You can either cash it. So hear me out.
I'm listening.
This is a freaking fantasy booking of
you just come up with this?
Tony Khan. Listen. You have Hobbs or whoever holds this, whatever. You don't do multiple like you do. It's one ladder match, just like Money in the Bank. Call it whatever you want.
Nope.
That person can cash in on the TNT title whenever they want. But only once a year, a double or nothing, you can cash that in. Hold on, hear me out. There's another ladder match for the world title. You can cash that in to get in that. As in, it means something. Like, Chris, I know this is half-baked. Hear me out. There's a main title ladder match with main event talent, and then there's a mid-card one. The mid-card one can cash that in to go all in, or hell, it might as well happen it all in. To propel to your top, to your stardom.
Okay. I see where you're going with this.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Or you can say, I'm just going to cash it on the TNT title and have a run there.
Yeah. Because it's a guaranteed title shot there. Or
you can just lose it all.
Do you throw it into the mix even maybe get to the next level?
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tony Khan. Like, we got to workshop this. There's different ways to go about this, but that's freaking perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm for it.
I'm booker of the year.
Let me ask you, how far apart would these two matches be?
I think you'd have to put it in so they have four. They have four pay-per-views. Both have to be at a pay-per-view. So one has to be at in like a...
What is it? It's All In, All Out, Double or Nothing. Revolution.
Full Gear.
That's like the fifth.
Wait, they only have four pay-per-views, I thought. They have five?
They have five.
What? My mind is blown. I thought they only had four.
All In.
All In, All Out.
Double or Nothing. Revolution. And Full Gear is kind of like the B pay-per-view.
All right.
So
either way, it doesn't matter. Just make it so All In. All In's where you want to do it. That's where it's like, because you are literally, you're either going All In or you're All Out. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to find a way to fix this format. Like, if this, you get something to cash it in. There has to be a better way.
Yeah, rather than on a random Wednesday night. Hey, by the way, we're doing this tournament thing, ladder match, and next week we cash it in and you lose, and then we just move on like it never happened.
Yes.
But my one thing I would like to add to that is, can they please do something other than the Sonic ring?
Yeah. I'm down.
I hate that thing.
Look, it's a brass ring to make fun of Vince.
Yeah.
It's all it is. It's over, guys. You're not an indie company anymore. It's done. Like, let's move on to something else. Anything else.
Give me something.
Yes.
I don't know what. They can figure that out, but let's get rid of the Sonic ring, because that's all I see every time I see it.
Yeah. I just think it's a
cheap. The poker chip was fine. That's what MJF got, I think. He got the poker chip.
Oh, he was in the casino ladder match.
Yeah. Make it a poker chip. Because if you're all about All In, All Out, Double or Nothing, make it a poker chip.
Yeah.
And you're cashing in that. That's fine. Please get rid of the Sonic ring. It's bad.
We're still sticking on Hobbs because we got to talk about the photos. Look, it wasn't just Hobbs getting help. Sammy Guevara got help on the outside when he did the Swanton. Jeff Hardy got help back in the day. Like, everyone gets
help. Everybody.
But that photo, see, the cameraman, he's been bad for a while, whoever it is.
Now, let me tell you something with TV production, because I did TV production after we did it in high school, and I did it in college. The director behind the scenes is supposed to be telling them where to shoot. They just do whatever they're told to do.
Of course, the director, yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying the cameraman's been bad, but maybe the cameraman, it's not his fault. Maybe he's told to go for a wide shot, and so he does.
Oh, no, the cameraman, I'm not. My bad. The director, like the Kevin Dunn or whoever is in the production. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. That was just my, college degree. I'm putting my college degree to use for a little bit.
No, I know what the cameramen do because my Lightning season tickets are right where the camera people are. And I always watch their screen because they're always watching one person. Yes. So I'm like, that's super cool. I always want to know what it's like to just fucking shadow one person.
Yeah.
So I understand what, and then, they go to the cuts.
Yeah.
But the thing is.
The director.
Yeah. So the director doesn't know what they're, I think. Okay, remember when Tony Schiavone came out last week and they're like, they just cut to him for no reason? Do you remember that?
Yes. And then, it's been lots of weird stuff lately.
Well, I think the director doesn't know wrestling. He's like, oh, Schiavone's getting up. Cut to him. Like, he doesn't know what's... It'd be nice for him to maybe be informed of what's happening. Seriously.
Do we know who the director is?
I know he's a former somebody big in the industry. I seriously know that. But yeah. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
So, he sucks. He sucks.
Yeah. That closing shot on that match was bad.
It was bad. I get why honestly, Taz was right. Taz was screaming. Like, obviously, Hobbs can't hear him. Get another ladder. All you had to do, when he shoulder blocked the ladder busted.
Yes.
Like, you saw the frame was all off. Hobbs would have looked way stronger and cooler if he would have taken that ladder and just fucking threw it to the ground. There was a ladder within reach on this the entrance side that was kind of like, hey.
Yes.
Yep. You could just grab that real quick, look like a fucking beast, grab it with one arm, set it up. Same, you wouldn't have had that shot, and he would have looked like a monster.
Yeah.
Instead of him looking like a fucking idiot with four, three refs holding
him up. And talking about him, like, he doesn't know how to get down right now.
I mean, the thing is, I'm not against it. Hold him.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not one of these mouth breathers on Twitter saying, this looks so, like, junkie, that fucking idiot. This looks so bad. It looks bad, but do you want him to die?
No.
No, it's fine.
They've been doing that for years. They've just made it less obvious. That one, they just made it a little too obvious.
Yeah.
Because there was four of them there. Because it's a bigger guy on the ladder. Normally, it's like a little Jeff Hardy, you know? And a lot of times, he was doing a lot of stuff outside the ring. You had your referee would probably blend in a little bit more with all the black padding out there, and they're in their black pants or whatever, and it's less noticeable. But when you had four of them, holding them up,
but
they're dead center. But they had to. I have no problem with that. My only problem, like I was telling you in text, is zoom in on the shot so we don't see that at home.
Yeah, I mean, people would have done it. People would have taken a picture and put it on Twitter.
Whatever.
At least we didn't have to see it at home.
Yeah, exactly. Just zoom in a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of questionable.
So, but do we know, has anyone gotten a hold of DraftKings about that spot?
You know, I played DraftKings today. So that guy, whoever that was, he helped me. I'm like, oh yeah, they do. So I played DraftKings for AEW Revolution. I filled out my scorecard.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not? It's free. It's free.
Oh, it's free to do? It's
free to enter. Get your share of the $25,000. So if you get everything right, you might win 50 cents. Remember that one game show you play on your phone? And it was like every night at 7, it was live. And then you had to answer the questions? Really?
Nope. Really? I have no idea.
There was this really popular game about 5-6 years ago, and it was like a live game show. And they were like, you have to like log in and you answer questions. If you get one wrong, you're eliminated. Can't play. Like one and done. And it was like 15 questions. And if you got to the end, you win like the grand prize. And they're like, we're giving away all $10,000 tonight. And then so many, because it's a nationwide game. Yeah. You win like a dollar.
If you're lucky.
If you're like, because these questions were hard. Seriously.
Yeah.
So that's DraftKings. Like with that free AEW 20, get your share. I hate when they say that. Get your share of, bitch, it's not my share. Like I'm winning that.
Yeah.
I'm not shared that.
No, you don't win that.
All right.
Oh, here it is.
I don't understand. First off, I don't understand why they opened the show with Orange Cassidy. You have a million viewers.
2 weeks in a row, right?
You have 1 million viewers from the Big Bang Theory right before. A million. Every time they open the show with this, it drops dramatically. It does because I know because I listen to Jim Cor- every week. It's my favorite. YouTube, I'm not plugging this guy. Yes, I am. Every week on YouTube, look up Jim Cornette, AEW ratings. They go down every 15-minute segment and they tell you like, when it dips, when it rises, when it dips, it always dips when Orange Cassidy's on TV, when the women are on TV, and it rises when the Bucks are on TV, and when Moxley's on TV, and Danielson, of course, and MJF. Yep. MJF's the highest every single week.
Of course.
But it's funny, why would you know this, Tony Khan, you know this.
Yes.
You have a million viewers, and the first fucking thing these people see is a 120-pound kid with a backpack.
Kid, he's older than us, I think.
No, I like Orange Cassidy, but that's not where you put him.
Yeah, that's bad card placement.
Yes, against Big Bill. Then you have him beat Big Bill.
That match was just... That pairing was not doing it for me.
It got good at the end, but him Superman punching his legs... like I don't know. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about they're the last team. They made Revolution. Why? Do you think it's because they wanted to get Orange Cassidy on the card? Because I think they could have done it in another way. Do you think it's because they couldn't get FTR to come back? Because they did say they're out till April. FTR doesn't know what they're going to do until April. That's what they said. They're not wrestling. They're not doing anything until...
Just taking some time off.
Yep. So they couldn't get FTR.
Who else would they have put in there?
Like, for a fans... If you're not...
Because they needed another face team.
Did they?
Yes.
Here's what I said.
Because they're going to do 2-2.
Here's what I just said on the podcast that I was guessing on last night. Top Flight. They're fun. They're entertaining.
Yeah. It'd be okay. There you go. That's TV. A good answer. Yep. Yeah.
But it makes no sense story-wise. You're really leaving the Death Triangle, the Lucha Bros off your pay-per-view? Really?
Yeah.
Like they could have been a better fit? This is a joke. This is a complete joke. You're making a important tag team title match with respectable wrestlers like Jay Lethal, Jeff Jarrett, the Acclaimed, Billy Gunn's out there with... Fucking Danhausen. I like his gimmick. I think he's a great comedy act. But you don't need to be in a... Like, this is like them putting Santino Marella and Chavo Guerrero in a tag team championship match. Seriously, over there. And that's what it's like to me.
Yeah. I'm still not on board with this even being a four-way match.
Neither am I.
Like, there's no reason. I hope we get surprised and blown away by it, but I would have much rather, story-wise... Seeing the Acclaimed versus the Ass Boys.
That's what I wrote right here for you, Chris. Are you happy with this?
No.
Is this what you wanted?
Nope.
Why are you so happy about this, Chris? That's what I wrote the next
one. You thought I was going to be happy about the four-way title match?
Because you love Orange Cassidy. That's your guy.
I knew. He's entertaining, but like you said, it's a lot. He's got the Atlantic title. He's got the European Championship right now. Let him go do that thing. He does not need to also be in this.
He doesn't. And that's all we have to say about it because we're about to get into the full card and talk about that later. So we're going to get into the full Revolution card. I think there's, what, 8 matches? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 matches. Eight. I know. Think about 30 minutes of the match, right? That's the way I think about it. 10 minutes for entrances, 20 for a match, give or take.
Can I just make one rant real quick? Real quick about this pay-per-view. So obviously we have the 1 hour Iron Man match. We know that going in. That's a 1 hour thing. What happened to having pay-per-views on a Saturday that weren't around a holiday? I understood when we got a Monday holiday, they were going to move them to Sunday because they knew a lot of people would be off doing things Saturday. I looked at the calendar. There is no holiday on Monday. Why is this on Sunday night? Sunday night with 8 matches, with one of them a dedicated hour-long match.
I'm about to show you why, Chris.
Please.
Do you want to know why?
I do want to know why because I don't know why. Just this whole time, I assumed it was on a Saturday. Of course.
One of the biggest cards in UFC history is on Saturday night. Jon Jones is making his comeback, man. This is one of the biggest
That makes sense. See, I don't follow UFC close enough to know every weekend when they're doing stuff.
Right there, man. That's why.
But I do know that that's a big deal. Yeah. I did not know that that was this Saturday, though.
Yeah, that's why. That's why it's Sunday. It's unfortunate, honestly. I mean, people like us don't care. We're not going to watch. I mean, I'd watch that fight if, like, I was out at a bar or ordering a match.
No, I'm not going to pay for it. But if it was on the TV and I could
watch it. That's why we have to stay up late. That's why Monday morning. That's why tomorrow I'm putting some PTO in to come in like at 11 o'clock on Monday. Monday. Yeah, I'm going to. Just because of that reason. Like, literally, I didn't think about it until you just said it. Yep. Like, I'm just going to come in late. Fuck it, man.
Well, I may or may not make it to the end of the pay-per-view, but probably not. If we got to do, because it's what, 8 o'clock start time?
Yeah. It's probably 1 o'clock end time. Think about it, I'm telling you, 30 minutes a match. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's about 6 hours. It's a 6 hour match. Or think about it, 1 hour right there. This no hold barred match, we'll get into it. It's a long pay-per-view. We're going to be there till 1 o'clock in the morning.
I will not be there till 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll probably make it till about 11:30 max.
All right, first match that I wrote down, Texas Death Match, Jon Moxley versus Adam Hangman Page. Bloody promos on Dynamite. We had one where Moxley was just, I don't know if he decided to stab himself in the head before he
talked. I thought it looked like he got shot, if I'm just being very honest. I was doing something and I looked up and I was like, what the heck happened to him? Did he just get shot?
Like, did Nick Gage just come back?
Yes. What happened here?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, what a disaster that was. But both men were not on the show to promote this match, but they did do taped segments, taped promos. Adams was good. Moxley's was good. I don't know where I'm leaning towards. I hope this is the end. I hope we see nothing else after this. I hope they part ways or they join forces. Either way, I don't want to see another match. I think Moxley doesn't need this win. I think Page does. I think Page is going to go ahead and go against MJF. So I think Page is going to eventually win.
Yeah. That's what feels like what it needs to happen. Like, because that's what I was thinking about. If Moxley loses this match, what does it mean? Nothing. He's fine. Mm-hmm. But if Page loses this match, it just makes it feel like he still just can't quite be at the top.
Yes, and we don't need that. We're done with that cowboy. We're done with him being
chasing and whatever. Let's just let him be a top star. I said this last night.
Like I said, I've been telling all my friends, I want a heel Hangman. Get rid of the fucking butterfly pants. Get rid of the fucking ridiculous, stupid butterfly belt buckle. Let's see black pants, black hat. Heel, Bullet Club, Combat Club, Adam Page.
No.
Let's see it. Like, we've never seen it on AEW television. Nope. Never have. I think it's time for a change.
Yeah. That way he doesn't get too stale. Yes. I'm all for it. And let him get his win here. If they could, I don't know, could they turn him at the pay-per-view somehow? Or
not turn him, but he can. I don't want to say he's going to cheat to win. But what I'm saying is I want him to, because there's no cheating, first off. There's no rules.
Yeah.
But I don't want someone to run in and help. People are saying maybe the Combat Club are going to come in and help. I don't think that makes sense.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, maybe like a post-match beatdown type thing.
Maybe they kick Moxley out.
No. But it makes sense for Adam Page to win.
What's Cesaro and Yuta going to do in this card? They're out. They're not even here. What if they do show up? What if they help? What if Moxley's like, all right, I'm done with this group. I'm on my own. I'm bigger than this group.
No.
Paige can now be the leader of the combat club, much like Finn Balor did for the Judgment Day.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
Just spitballing. Next match, bathroom break. You have a 30-minute bathroom break for the AEW Women's World Championship match. We have Ruby Soho, supposed to be Sheeta. We have Saraya. I wish it wasn't. And we have Jamie Hayter.
Wait, why are you hating on Saraya?
She sucks.
You don't like her?
I said this since day one. She was going to be a failure, and she's failed.
Failed. I think it's a little too soon to say that, but okay. Not too soon. So I don't think Ruby's taking this one for sure.
No.
I mean, it feels like Hayter still, because I just don't know if they're going to move the belt yet. But definitely not Soho.
I think it's going to be Hayter. You cannot just take this away. I think Soho takes the pin.
Yes.
Saraya can't lose yet.
Yep.
I think Hayter gets the win there. But I want to know who's next, because this story sucks, in my opinion. I think it sucks. I think it was a great build how they got there, where they were Britt and Jamie were the heels, stating they were the originals, which is such a fucking babyface thing to do. And Saraya's like, this is my house now. But she's playing the babyface, yet that's such a heel thing to do.
Yep.
So that was cool to see that. Like, just flip-flop. I like that. But I don't have any interest in seeing Saraya ever wrestle again. Ever. She sucks. No. She's so bad. Like, it's... she's Ronda Rousey's better. I'm being serious.
That's rough.
Aaliyah is better.
I mean, she... I know she looks
Sky a little, Blue.
She looks a little rusty right now. But you think she's always been bad.
You've I never thought Paige was good. No. Okay. I never thought she was good. I thought she was... here's my deal with Paige. And I'll say this about a lot of people. So not just Paige or Saraya. People liked her because she was different, because she was pure white, because she was the goth girl, because she was new. She was edgy. She was something not Trish Stratus or not. That's why people liked her. She was never
phenomenal. She was the anti-diva.
She was never phenomenal. That's why people like Lita. That's exactly why. So she was never phenomenal in the ring. The best wrestler in this whole match is Jamie Hayter.
Yeah.
I think she should keep it. Let's see her move on and face the next heel. Maybe Thunder Rosa. That'd be a moneymaker match. It would be.
Yeah.
It'd be a moneymaker match. Just like when the next pay-per-view, we'll be talking about Jamie Hayter and Thunder Rosa, and we'll get down to the other one next, but we'll be talking about these guys versus another trio that may come back with a Pepsi tattoo. I think he'll be back this year. All right, next match. JAS is banned from ringside. Chris Jericho versus Ricky Starks. Did you see the trademark Jericho trademarked? That doesn't make sense. Did you see the phrase? I don't know if this is true. I heard this. Well, look it up.
Okay.
Talk about the match.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, while you're looking that up, to me, I always worry that, you know, as far as like who's going to win the match, who makes the most sense? Ricky Starks, I feel like, could benefit. If they were smart, it would be Ricky Starks, but I always worry sometimes that with Chris Jericho, that he's almost like a Sting in the fact that they're just going to hand him a win. Although he's lost to some people. He lost to Orange Cassidy.
Well, he's not banned from the ringside.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Everything he's trademarked, Wizard, the Ocho, the Influencer, remember he did that for a while?
Yep.
He's used it on TV. God damn it.
Jericho.
You remember that tag team?
Yes, I do.
They're fucking back. You don't think he's going to come out and help?
He could. We got to have a surprise every episode.
That's 1,000% pay-per-view. 1,000%. Ricky Starks is losing. Paul White's going to come
back. Okay, so he's going to lose, but not clean.
How could you trademark Jericho, though, because he goes by Paul White?
I don't know. That's a good point.
Damn it.
Is there someone else? It's got to be him, though. I don't know. But I really want Ricky Starks to win this match.
Honestly,
he needs to win this match. I feel like it could help elevate him
a lot. I think he should win. He may win, most likely. I would, if I had to bet my house, I'm betting Ricky Starks. But Jericho's big. He's a big star. He can't lose 3 matches in a row to Ricky Starks.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening. I don't know. This is honestly the match I don't really know. Ricky Starks should win.
He should.
But
I don't know that he will.
There's a lot of things that should. Yeah, there's a lot of people that should do something. The next match, the AEW TNT Championship, Samoa Joe champion versus Wardlow. In a non-stipulation match, or is there? I don't know if there is one. Just one of the rare matches that does not have a stipulation?
I think so. I don't know of any stipulation for the match.
The TNT Championship's on the line.
Yeah, no. I know that's a title match, but no stipulations like the other one, like the Texas Death Match. And the.
Do you give it back? Do you feel comfortable giving this back to Wardlow, seeing what Wardlow already did with the title? Pretty much nothing.
No, but they need to figure out somebody to put this title on because it feels so unimportant for the longest time now. Like since Cody?
Yeah, since Cody.
Or, no, Miro. Miro was after him. Since Miro, it's felt largely irrelevant.
Here's where Miro needs to come back and just go. Here's what I would like to see happen. Deadass, 100%, Wardlow lose. I think Joe's doing a phenomenal job as a king of TV. I love Joe. I think Joe, honestly, if you tell me right now, even their age, who would you rather start your company with? I'm going Joe. Yeah. I don't see a lot. I see Wardlow as a big dude. I don't see him really great on the mic. I don't see him more than a one-trick pony. That's just the way I see him. I know people love him. I get it. I really get it. But if I'm going a big guy in AEW, I'm probably going Big Bill over Wardlow. Now, I'm still a fan of Wardlow, but I just don't see a situation where you take this title away from Joe because you're setting up for disaster. In the end, Hobbs needs to win this title. I don't care how. Right? In the end.
I'm good with that as long as he gets to do something with it. Don't just be another person that gets it and then does nothing with it.
Here's what I would like to see. Hobbs win the title from whoever. I don't care. Maybe it's
next a triple Wednesday?
Threat
match.
Yeah, whenever. Okay. Triple threat match. I don't know what the stipulation, because I just don't see a situation where Wardlow wins it and loses.
Yeah.
I don't see a situation. I do see a situation where Joe wins, cheats, Wardlow comes out, beats the crap out of Joe, and then Hobbs wins his title that way. I could see that.
Yep.
And then I could see a, think about this, Monster TNT champion Hobbs, he faces all the monsters. He gets Miro, he gets Lance Archer, he gets Big Bill. That'd be a freaking awesome run. Like, you are the monster of the T, like, that's your gimmick. I'm the Monster TNT champion, whatever you want to call it. Do something.
Yes.
Because we don't have anything with this title, has no identity.
Nope. Doesn't mean much of anything, unfortunately.
I'm going Joe. Joe retains.
Yeah. For sure, because like you said, to already give it right back to Wardlow, just there's nothing there.
AEW Tag Team Championship, the Guns, the Champions, the Acclaimed, TNA, Orange Cassidy. TNA. I mean, that's what they are.
Yes.
the TNA represent, they're like the, it's like the Olympics, like in representing TNA, Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, representing the 120-pound club, Orange Cassidy and Danhausen, representing the coolest guys. I like the Guns. I want the Guns. I want the Guns to retain.
They should. No need to hotshot the belts. Let them retain. Let them keep going. As I've been mentioning on the show, they've kind of been growing over me the last few weeks. Uh-oh.
No, we're good.
We're having some technical difficulties here.
We're not having any technical difficulties. It's just I don't think I charged my computer properly and it died mid-show. But I did bring a charger. But we don't need it. There's only two more matches left.
Okay.
After this one. So this match in particular, like you said, why? It should be two on two.
Yeah. One team versus another.
And we should literally have a situation where the Guns win dirty with their dad moving over to their side. It'd be more impactful. I feel like that way. I think we're going to get a turn regardless with Billy Gunn. I think he joins his kids. And I do think that after he joins his kids, he's going to somehow cheat. Maybe they pin Danhausen. Other than that, I don't know what else you're going to do with these guys or this title or anything.
Yeah, it just needs to stay with the ass boys. Give them some time with it.
It sucks because there's no more tag teams. There were so many tag teams. Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus, they're no longer there. The Young Bucks, they're no longer in that division. They're the Trios.
And the Trios.
Lucha Bros. They are no.
I feel like there's all these stables, yet there's not enough Trios or tag teams for either titles.
Because what happens is when you have both, the division is just, you just thin it out.
Yep.
So thin. Sucks. Yep. Sucks. Get rid of the Trios title. I never liked the Trios titles. I never liked the All-Atlantic bullshit. I never liked the TBS title.
The women's TBS title.
Yeah. Sucks. Where's she at? Where's she at on the show?
Nowhere to be seen.
Where's her big match?
Yeah. They need to do something with that.
She's beat everyone.
Yes.
They're waiting for Mercedes, which is stupid. She's not. She's going to win the TBS title? What?
Now that'd be dumb.
No. She needs to come in and pin the top star. She needs to beat Britt Baker right away and establish dominance.
You would love that.
I mean, it's the best wrestler in the world.
You'd be going crazy for a week.
Best wrestler in the world. Why not?
I'm sure if that happened, you'd be calling me up. Chris, we have to do a live podcast right now. Yes. We are not waiting until Thursday. It needs to happen right now.
Yes. I agree. Not only does she have the number one show in the world right now, The Mandalorian, she is also the new AEW Women's Champion and whatever the fuck title she has over there.
The New Japan title.
Is it New Japan or is it Stardom? I don't know what it is, honestly. I have fucking no clue there.
You're supposed to know this.
Today I learned that Stardom and New Japan Pro Wrestling are two different promotions. Yeah. I thought they were like, Stardom was like their women's promotion. Maybe it is. I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Terrible.
All right, there's two more matches left, and the two biggest matches, I believe. So you have the Elite with the Trios titles.
Yep.
Versus the Electric Company. Or what are they? That's what they're.
The Electric Company?
Well, yeah, they're really good at turning the lights on and off. Like, they're so good at it. They're so, like, do you think the light switch is under the ramp or entrance? Do you think they have to, like, press it? And, like, Buddy, hurry up. Buddy, come on. You're going to miss it. Or do you think Buddy Matthews is like, hey, Tony, come here. Can you turn this on when, like, I'm in my spot? Like, who the fuck? That's the whole match. That's the whole story is them turning the lights off, on, off, on, off, on, off, on. Yes. It fucking sucks.
They're fighting for control of the lights. Turn the damn lights off.
It just doesn't make sense.
Keep them off.
It's going to be a phenomenal match.
Yes.
The Elite.
But, man, zero build.
I think they lose.
The Elite?
I think the Elite lose.
That's it? Mm-hmm. That's the end of their trio title? That's
it. It's the end of it.
So why is that the end of it so soon?
I think that this is... Remember, Malakai Black wanted to be released. He really did.
Yes.
I think this is a, hey, let's break some bread. I apologize. Maybe, like, you can go over on us, take these titles from us, shake hands, move our separate ways. Maybe this is a learning experience for the Bucks because, hey, man, like, all these reports coming out, they're ruffling a lot of feathers back there. Like, they're not, no one's hot. There was a lot of people unhappy with them, including FTR, including Malakai Black and them, including Punk side, a lot of people. It's like the division, you know, like just like Britt Baker's side and Thunder Rosa's side. It's pretty toxic back there.
Yep.
Maybe that's just the way of like, hey, you're champions. You go over on us on pay-per-view. Are we cool? All right, we're cool. That's the way I'm looking at this.
So you're taking House of Black.
I am. I'm taking House of Black.
Okay. All right.
Plus it frees up Kenny. He can go do whatever he wants to do. The Bucks can go back to the tag team division. The world will be right again. I feel like this whole trio situation is, there's no stories. Fucking Chris, they're playing jump ball. Did you see that on Rampage? To start a match, they threw the ball up in the air.
Oh, yeah. I did see a clip of that. I did not watch that when it came on.
No. But this is what we're doing with the Bucks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They love their basketball. I still think they're going to take it.
All right. That's like our only difference.
Yep.
It's our only difference. No, who'd you pick? No, you picked someone different than me somewhere. No, you didn't.
No.
Damn, is AEW getting that? Remember when we were all opposite back in the day when it was unpredictable?
Yeah, you didn't know who was going to win because you had matches that you're like, it could be either. Although there's a couple that are like that now, but we just kind of lean the same way on them.
There's one more match before we get to the main event. Jack Perry, Christian Cage.
Oh, I forgot about that
one. No holds barred, hardcore match pretty much. Jack Perry has to win.
Yes.
There's no way Christian can win this.
There's no benefit of him winning it.
Moving on. Seriously, moving on. I don't care.
That's probably the match I care the least about.
And the last match. MJF. Bryan Danielson. We know MJF is not going to lose that title. Do we know what the score is going to be? Because in DraftKings, you have to do it. And I picked 3-1 MJF.
3-1. I would think a 2-1. I don't think a full... extra point.
3-1.
No, that's too big. Two point lead? Because then there's no drama at the end.
3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
I'm going to go 2-1.
3-1. That's all I'm going to look. Here's the 3-1.
Let's hear it.
I think that the only one will be MJF being disqualified. I think
so. Danielson gets nothing on him. Yes.
Not that it's going to be a beatdown, but he just gets disqualified. Brock Lesnar did this. Brock Lesnar did this against God, who he wrestled, Kurt Angle, in a 60 man. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope. It's during a time when I did not watch.
Right in the beginning, he just beat the shit out of Kurt Angle. Chairs, anything, didn't care. Disqualified. Did not care.
Yeah.
Beat his ass so bad that Kurt Angle was useless the rest of the match. So he just like won like 4-1.
Smart.
Why could MJF boom right away hit him with the fucking thing? Take the DQ. Just boom, boom, pound, 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 pound. All right, I lost. Whatever. Then you automatically get your win back, right? 1-1. And then there's a match. Then there's a match. I think at the end you put him in the salt of the earth, make this motherfucker pass out. There's still like 5 minutes left, just for to be a piece of shit. As he's passed out, put your foot on him, pin him. 1, 2, 3. That would work. That'd be such a piece of shit move.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, I like it. I just don't know if they'll think of doing something like that. That's not really good. See? So I'm still going to go 2-1.
Yeah, that's the
2-1, if not 1-0, but I'm going to go 2-1 because it would be weird if Danielson got nothing on him the whole time.
That'd be the obvious thing. But see, Tony, hire me. I got the all-in, cash-in, double, whatever you want to call it. That idea came out tonight. This idea is a perfect outcome tonight. I mean, I've been on fire.
You have. If only he knew where to find you.
You can find me on Twitter, Josh Kimmel, OUS, verified, not paid for. You can find Chris, RTW Chris, on Twitter as well. If you like the show and you're still here, please, you know, hit that subscribe button, follow us. Like, it helps out the show.
Yep.
That big spike of, seriously, that spike of two people, because we get a constant number, and I'm like, two or, like, I'm joking, it wasn't two, but that's the constant, that little spike, I'm like, holy shit, where'd that come from? That was pretty cool. So it tells me you guys are listening, you're passing along to your friends, and we're making some moves over here.
Yep.
And we will have a wrestler on the show soon, soonish. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Because I really, that's why we got to get your thing hooked up so we can do that.
Going to work on it this weekend.
But we'll be back next week. We'll be breaking down Revolution. I'll be, you know what? I'll be on live YouTube, 2 a.m., breaking down Revolution. No, I won't. Nope. 1,000% will not. Until next time, guys, peace out.
See you.